Bidach. So more says, Imi has mit von der Sekesh over here. Ikele neymar chazo v'shoik shol toida. Who says it means shol shlomim? Maybe it means shol korban toida. That you don't eat it for one day, that's all. So I don't know you can eat a b'chor for 2 days. So I need the other postik, reach a shana b'shana 2 days. V'idach, what's the very Rabbi do? On the Makor, it says l'cho yiyu. It says l'cho yiyu. It says l'cho akosiv, havaya cheres, to say like it belongs to you even more. So it's not only like a regular toida, but it has a bigger din like a shlomim, you can eat it for 2 days. Yeah. Acheres. Hois l'cho akosiv, havaya cheres of b'chor, that a korban b'chor has a bigger havaya, means it's more, it's to you more. It's more than a regular toida. Viduch, the other man, the other wasn't in the pasuk for then. Viduch, ho mehosa miklu ena kafe no. Ho yilacho, not the pasuk come teach us. Limoid al bechor balmum. Come teach us on a bechor, it's a balmum. Shenoisim lekain, that he has his dilu mitzvah, give it to a kain. Slamitzin la bechor terakula. We never find such an inyan like that. That once it becomes a balmum, still to give it to a kain. Usually when something comes a balmum, the answer is to be poider it. So here it's a chiddush that even though it became a bamum, v'iduch, Omer it says u'besorim, echot tam v'yechot bamum. It says u'besorim, v'shvidu u'besorim le'mashme el'tanimim. V'shvidu was the mafto mi'yiluchosh na'yom v'laylachas v'chor bamum says l'kim u'besorim yiluchon afka loshin rabbi ma'mashma echot tam v'yechot bamum. Has having not to give the bamum from the word loshin rabbi that it says. That's who learns out this limud. You have to give a balmum to the kohen. Echotam yechad balmum. Viduch the other man diyama. Uvisorum dahani bechoris the kuli yisor komar. No, uvisorum doesn't mean a lashon rabim to be marba even a balmum. When this postulant, what does just order me to say that all the bechorim, like the general lashon of all the bechoris that belong to yisor, they have to give to a kohen. For I would not know clearly even about mum you have to give it. Therefore I need this first pasuk of Yiyah that says Omakro Lakho Yiyah Kosov Havaya Heris that Yishno is the Khidish by Bakor, even about mum you have to give to the Kain. That's why both of them need their own sukkah.
Alright, we'll stop here. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn off, we'll do the next plot on the other side. But wait till the end of the tape. You're holding up Chof Chesam and Aleph, you better 2 dots. So it says in the Mishnah that Neulud by Mum B'Toyach Shinosoi is Rishur L'Kaima Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. That a Bechor really is supposed to eat it within its first year. So Bezman, you had the Beis Amigdish, you should bring it for Korban during its first year. And Bezman is there, you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum. So if it becomes a Baal Mum within its first year, you still have a right to wait to Shecht it until the end of the year. So the question is, Yiboy Lihu. Hechikom, what does the Mishnah really mean to say? Does it mean to say, Neulad loy b'terch shenosoi? Let's say a mum came about after it was 6 months old, in the middle of its first year. Still, Rishoy l'kaima ko yud beis chodesh, you're allowed to wait to shecht it until the end of the year. Uliyacha shenosoi na mishleshim, and even after the year, you still have another 30 days. So really it comes out, you have 13 months. Is that what the Mishnah means to say? I don't know, maybe no. Heichid the neulad by mum b'terch shenosoi. In a case where the mum, the bechor, received the mum during its first year, when it's 6 months old, then rishoy l'kaima kol shnei mesachodesh. So even though it became a bar mum at 6 months, still you have a right to wait till the end of the year, another 6 months. But maybe the suloi, but not a day more. Since you already had your time to shecht it, you're not supposed to wait a day after the year. When does the Mishnah say 30 days? Well, let's say in a case where the mum first appeared after the year, then you only have 30 days more to keep it around. But if the mum came in the middle of the first year, that you already have 30 days of that first year to wait, you can't wait anymore. Maybe that's the chance. What does the Mishnah mean? After the year, you have 30 days. So Torah Shema coming here. The Tanya learned like this. Bechor b'zmanazir. You have a bechor today, and there's no Beis Hamikdash, you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum. Sha'ad shaloi nira laharois lechochem. Before it's fit to show it to a chochem, meaning to say if no mum at all came upon the bechor, is rishoy lekaima, shtayim v'shol lashonim, pshita. You'll have to watch it and hold on to it for 2 or 3 years.
The Yisrael already gave it to the Kohen, and the Kohen now has to wait with it 2 or 3 years until it becomes a Baal Mum. But Umishanir al Harois Lechachem, which means he nailed by Mum. Let's say a Mum came upon the Bechor, that now it's fit to show it to the Chachem. Let's really see if it's a good Mum or not. So it depends. The Turk should know if the Mum appeared in the middle of its first year, so Rishor Lechamekosh Neimas Achedish. If you're allowed to hold on to it, still till the end of the year, till the end of the 12 months. But after the year passed by, which we'll soon see in the Gemara, will be a shal exactly what does it mean to say after the year, what case. But it says here, Acha Shinosai, the half a minute at least is that where the Mum took place before. So now when it comes after the year, is any Rishoy Lekaima Filu Yemechot. You're not allowed to even wait one more day. Filu Shach, not even 1 hour. That really, you're supposed to shecht it right away at the end of its year. Avol Bot. There's a new svar of Hashavas Aveda. We want to make sure that this Bechor would be able to get to a Kain. So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat Rashi is that maybe the Yisrael won't be able to find the Kain, and we wanted to give it to the Kain. So therefore, you have a right to wait another 30 days until maybe you find the Kain. So something Rashi learns inside, he can't find the Kain after 30 days. Then the Yisrael should shecht it and salt it, and the best he could, let him hold on to it. I told give it to a Kohen. It's a Chiddush in Rashi. Taisa says, no, Taisa is a Vada that calls the man, you don't have a Kohen, you can't do anything, so you just have to wait with it. It's only if you give it to the Kohen himself has the right to wait another 30 days. That's the way Rashi learns. But Taisa learns, no, Taisa learns a Vada than in the Kohen. The Kohen himself, once he gets it, still would let him wait another 30 days till he really need it. Yeah, Rashi learns, Taisa learns, that Shabbat Tavayt, if he's going to the Haino Kohen, when you won't find it. And so he says no, that it's only for the Kohen himself. The Yom Rebbe, the Mari Biya Kohen, gave it to the Kohen already. And still, the Kohen in the Kesper doesn't need the meat right now. So he wants to wait. So Chum gave him another 30 days to wait to check this Bechor. So that's Midr Abonav, I said, to let you wait another 30 days. Now, so that's what the Brisa says. But the Mora still says, the Yadayin Tiboyli, still have a question, what's on this Brisa? Shloishim Yoyim Acha Shinosoi, doesn't mean to say after we have a right to wait 30 days after the year? Or Dilma maybe no, or Dilma maybe Kedim Shinosoi, means only before the year is up. Like, what does it mean to say this Hashabbos Aveda? Rashi says, Dilma Kedim Shinosoi Kleimar, in Melod Mum Kedim Shinosoi Nami Kamar, the Yacha Shinosoi Lashloshim, that's Hashaila. Does it mean the 30 days only in the case where the Mum took place after the year? Or maybe no, even the case where the Mum came upon the Bechor during his first year, still you have another 30 days? So you can have to shout even this price also. So Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Alocha, Noilad Loi Mum, Bechamisha, Siyoy Meter Shinosai. Like the last 15 days before its birthday, that's when the Mum came upon the Bechor. Like we give him 30 days from the day this Mum was appeared. Therefore we give him another 15 days in his second year. So Shemamin, here it's a clear proof that we give him 30 days, that's only if the Mum first took place after the year. But if the Mum came in the middle of the first year, so as long as he has 30 days till the end of the year, he doesn't have a day more than the year. So here you see, if the Mum took place the last 15 days, so true, from then on we give him 30 days. So he only has 15 days in the second year, not 30 days in the second year. So that's a proof, that what the Mishnah says, 30 days, Havad it only means in the case where the Mum took place later. But any time the Mum came upon in the first year, and you have 30 days to the end of that first year, Pshit, you can't wait more than the end of the year. Adamor says, Messiah Lel Reb Lezer, should be a proof to Reb Lezer. The Yomer Reb Lozer to Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer says that Noistim Loishleishim Yoim Mishosh Nilud by Mum, that we give him 30 days from the time the Mum was born. That's all. So meaning, if the Mum was born after the year, then he has 30 days. If the Mum was born in the middle of the first year, so then he doesn't have anything after the first year. That's the proof, Reb Lozer. He could the army some like this. No, some said that Omer Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer holds like this, that Minayin Lebechor. How do I know to say even in the case where the Bechor received the Mum during its first year, like after 6 months old? still shenoistan loy shloishim yoim ach shnosoi. Still, we give him another 30 days after the first year, like our first chakira. So that's stronger blessed now that even he always has 13 months. Shenemar posik says lefnei Hashem lekechot echlenu shona b'shona shenita b'chor in front of Hashem in Yerushalayim year by year. So it says mashma 2 years shona b'shona, 1 year and another year. It was still Isaiah hein yomim hachshuvim shona, like how many days is considered like a year? Have yom mishloishim. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that 30 days is considered like a year. If so, here it says Shana B'Shana means you have one whole year to wait, and another year means 30 days. That's for Blazer Shita, that a Bechor always has at least 13 months to wait till he shechted. On this Mesve, the question, we had just said the price before this and this price said, Noled loy mum b'chamish osa yom, v'tarech shenosay. Let's say the mum first appeared on the Bechor the last 15 days of its first year. So how many more days do we have to wait until Yishe Shechtit? We only give him another 15 days in the second year, as if to give him 30 days from the time that Amum appeared. But Hashlomin, we only finish it off to 30. But Meivaleh, but we do not give him a complete 30 days in the second year. It's out Yuftet Reb Leza to Yuftet. So Kash and Reb Leza, we do not hold like Reb Leza. But rather we hold that when do we give him 30 days? Only if the mum first appeared after the year. But if the mum appeared in the middle of the first year and he has 30 days to go to the end of the year, then he has to shecht it by the end of that year. He can't wait another day, not another hour. You know, the Mishnah says, Ha-shoichit es ha-bechor. If somebody shechts the bechor, the kohen himself shechts the bechor, the Yisrael gave him the bechor, Umares Mumai, and after the Kohen shechted the Bechor, then he first went and took the Bechor, took the Mum to Chochom to see if it's really a Mum or not. And even on the case, the Chochom paskens, yes, it was a good Mum. So Rabbi Yehuda Mati, he says, okay, since the Chochom now paskens it was a good Mum, even though you shechted before, which really you shouldn't have, because he's first supposed to find out if it's a good Mum or not. But the Mai said, but yeah, but it's okay, you're not eat from it. Rabbi Meir, let me know. Since you did not ask the mumcha first, you shechted it first without asking the mumcha. That's like the kenas, or in the Gemara Gzeira, therefore it's also who you all did not eat this bechor, you have to bury it. What's going to be a similar case? Mi she'enoi mumcha. A person without a mumcha does not know the halachas, but what's a mum or not. And he went ahead, when he went and looked at somebody's bechor to see if it's really a mum or not. And this guy, Paskin, that was a real mum. And therefore the Kohen, Venishka Tapiv, the Kohen Shechta, because this person told him it's okay. And then we found out that the guy's not a mumcha, so it's considered like you shechted without a Roy's Chochim, it's always a Yikover. So the Chur Pashis is like Rameya, that you have to bury it right now, because we don't rely on that mum. And also the Yishalami Beisai, that this, but the person that told him it's mutam. It's like case of Garmihi, like you caused the owner, you caused the Kohen to ruin his Bechor. Because of you, he went ahead and shechted it, and really was not had to teach it. So you amassed him money, therefore you're going to have to pay him the money that you amassed him. We'll see in the Gemara how much you have to pay. So Mora says, Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chona, V'dukin Sheba'ayin D'kuli Yamalai Pligi D'yosar. The Shalav, it's a mum. V'dukin Sheba'ayin, that something went wrong with the yard where they got very, he got like started to shrink, or got a crack there. Rashi is going to kadek shemayim, that there was a mum in the yard. So a mum in the yard, that type of a mum, yedukin shemayim, is a kuliyam. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, the yosa, that even though later the chacham said it's a good mum, but since it wasn't checked out before the shchit, he not eat from it. Why? Mifnei shehen mishtanin, because these things change easily. Rashi says, "Mifnei tsar misa," like while the animal was dying, it could be it lifted its eye a lot, and that made the mum become a kavua. So even though now, when you look at it after misa, it looks like a mum kavua, still you're not allowed to eat from it, because you have to be afraid. Maybe v'shash shchita before it died, it did not have a mum. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Le'nechlekol, where is the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya? Ela b'mum mitshav guf. In case we have a mum in the guf of the animal itself. Rashi says, "Gainistika oznoi, its ear has a split." So here, what's the machlekes then? Rabbi Meir Sovar Gazrinon Mumim Shabaguf Otto B'dukin Shabayin. If you're going to say you're allowed to eat from this bechor on a case where it's a mumsha beguf, because the chokham paskin later it's okay, it's examined the gabin, maybe you come to eat from a mum of a bedukin shabayin. People will make mistakes. Therefore, it's like a gzera, a kenasir, that you cannot eat from this bechor. If you have Yehudah Savano, Loigazrin, the mum shabba guf, what the bedukin shabayin, we don't make this gzera. Therefore, right now it's a mum shabba guf that does not change between Misa and later. Therefore, if the Chochem sees that now there's a mum, we have a right to say 100% this mum was there before, and therefore you're allowed to eat from the Bechor. So Mura says now, Tani Nam Yochi, learn like this also, Tani Nam Yochi, that Ashoich et es HaBechor, somebody shechs the Bechor, Umares Mumov, and then he first shows the mum to a Chochem. So Rabbi Yudu Aymer, Bedukin Shabayin Nosa, if it's a mum that has split in the yai, something went wrong with the yai, there it's also, even though we see the mum now, it's no good. Because you have to be afraid, maybe it changed. Meaning to say, b'shasa da'at, b'shor, b'shasa shchita, maybe it was not a good mum. Therefore, you can't eat from this bechor. If it's a mum on the goof of the body itself, of the bechor, mutter, then you'll not eat from it. Mifnei shein mishtanin, that did not change. And therefore, since the Chochem now says it's a good split in the ear, it's a mum kavua, we say that mum was there before, and therefore you're allowed to eat from the Bechor. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. However, Rabbi Meir, I may know, Echod Zeh V'Yechod Zeh Osa, even though it was a mum in the goof, still it's also to eat from it. Mivnei Shehen Mishtanim, because they changed. So more is the question, Mivnei Shehen Mishtanim, it's like a baitach, like do you think that a mum sheh beguf changes? We just said no. A mum on the goof of the animal itself, the ear itself, that does not change. So rather what Rabbi Meir meant to say was, Ela Mifnei, even though Mishtanim is Sagadaitach, Mum Shabaguf, Mum Shabaguf, Mishtanim, does Mum the Guf change? Ela rather Rabbi meant to say, Mifnei HaMishtanim. He makes a Xerah like not teeth from this Bechor that has the Mum Shabaguf, also because maybe you come teeth from a Mum that does change. You come teeth from a Mum of the Bedukin Shabai. So Kitzah, so it's good, the Mishnah, where the Machloik is only by Beguf and not the Dukin Shabayin. Therefore, could it's good to say for the Mishnah, so the Mishnah, say for the Mishnah comes like an according to everybody. To say for the Mishnah says, when this person, Paskin, was okay, he has to pay money, and he can't eat from the meat, that's because it's only Dukin Shabayin. The Dukin Shabayin everybody holds, you can't eat from the meat. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mas Nisin, Namidek, I'll bring you proof from the Mishnah also to this pshat.